From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Thursday, March 26th at 8:51. Along with oil and gas, the war with Iran has also pushed up prices for fertilizer. That's because half of the world's nitrogen fertilizer exports squeeze through the Strait of Hormuz. Frank Morris of NPR member station KCUR reports on the consequences.
In Kansas, it's getting close to planting time. But before the seeds go into the ground, people like Matt Ubel are busy prepping the soil with fertilizer.
Right now, we'll be in the thick of it. And a lot of nitrogen gets put on in the spring.
But that nitrogen fertilizer is way more expensive than it was 3 weeks ago. It shot up about 30% when the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran. Farmers buy the stuff by the ton. Many of them lost money last year. And Ubel says quite a few of them were putting off buying fertilizer this spring.
I think guys were holding on a little bit here coming into the spring, thinking that we were going to trend down. Gas prices were down, you know, and that all kind of trends together. And so this probably threw some guys for a loop.
It takes lots of natural gas to produce urea, a key nitrogen fertilizer. That's why so much of it comes from oil-rich states shipping it through the Strait of Hormuz. Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer at the brokerage firm StoneX, says closing the strait has triggered a massive supply shock.
If you had sat us down before and said, hey, I want you to think of the nightmare scenario for fertilizer, what would it be? It would be this exact event during this exact time of year.
The Fertilizer Institute predicts that American farmers are going to be short some 2 million tons of fertilizer this spring. The U.S. makes a lot of its own nitrogen fertilizer, but doesn't make it fast enough to cover the spring planting surge. Many other countries will face much bigger shortages. To make matters worse, the war also cut shipments of fundamental ingredients like liquefied natural gas and sulfur to some of the world's top fertilizer producers.
Countries like India, second biggest urea producer in the world, their production rates are starting to fall. Pakistan, China, all of these major producing countries are struggling to get these gas supplies. And all of a sudden they're having to say, well, we've only got so much. We need to lower our fertilizer production to put it into some of these other industries.
In response, the Trump administration has lifted restrictions on Venezuelan fertilizer imports. Here's U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins speaking outside the White House just a few days ago.
The president is very aware of these challenges and these issues. We are looking at every potential avenue to keep the fertilizer costs down as these farmers are going into planting season.
But rebuilding the fertilizer supply chain will be tricky. Fertilizer plants tend to run at full capacity, and they take years to build. Veronica Nye, chief economist at the Fertilizer Institute, says Iran was the third largest nitrogen fertilizer exporter.
So how long does it take until we get back to normal? It could be a while.
Meantime, farmers will probably have a lot less fertilizer. On the one hand, that could be good for the environment. Less fertilizer runoff, polluting water supplies and fueling toxic algae blooms. But Nye says it'll also mean less to eat all around the world.
What our product is used for is food, the production of food. So the consequences aren't going to be immediate, but they could be substantial.
Nye says the fertilizer shock will nudge up food prices in the United States. The effects on farmers and other citizens of more vulnerable countries are likely to be much worse. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Agricultural economists here on the University of Illinois campus are also cautioning the impact of the Iran war could cause the price of fall nitrogen to remain high through the fall of this year, even if the war were to be settled soon. This morning, we have our very own Todd Gleason, who will host a free webinar on the issue with the FarmDoc team. He's here now to update us on the trade in Chicago. Good morning, Todd. And before you get to the prices, could you tell us more about the webinar?
Absolutely, Kimberly. Thank you so much. The webinar is at 11 a.m. Central Time. This is free. Gary Schnitke and Nick Paulson, agricultural economist from the University of Illinois, have organized this. I'll be there as the MC host. Our guest today will include Jim Raftus, who is an agricultural marketing reporter for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. I believe he is with AMS, the Agricultural Marketing Service, And he collects each and every week, actually every other week, information on the price of nitrogen and fuel and other things and disperses those. You can see them, too, on the Farm Doc website for YouTube. That's youtube.com/@FarmDoc. Gretchen Cuck will be there. She's a D.C.-based agricultural economist for the National Corn Growers Association. And Chuck Spencer, who is the Executive Director for Government Relations at GrowMark and the FS Cooperatives, will join us. We'll be talking specifically about nitrogen and fertilizer prices beyond nitrogen, along with fuel and the impact that it may have on fertilizer and fuel prices, not only this spring, but more importantly for fertilizer, nitrogen in particular, into the fall months. You may want to join us. You can do that easily enough. The Farm Doc website is down at the moment. However, you can register on our website at willag.org, willag.org. And the program is absolutely free. Now, in Chicago today, corn futures are down 4 3/4 at this hour at $4.62 1/4. July at 4.73 1/2 is 4 1/4 lower. And December at 4.90, that's down 3 1/4 cents. It's been quiet trade in the overnight and the day trade so far. $11.68 1/2 for the soybeans, down 3 1/4. They did rally yesterday. That on news that President Trump does plan now to meet with President Xi in the month of May. July futures, $11.84 1/2, down 3 1/4. And November at 11.47, down 3 cents. Bean meal futures off 90 cents at $318.90 for the day. The bean oil at $67.25, that's down 15 cents, or rather up 15 cents at this hour. July soft red winter wheat, 2 lower at $6.06 3/4. The hard red July at $6.33 1/2 is up 0.5 cent at this hour. Some of the other markets, live cattle futures at $233.30. They're up, rather down 55 cents. Feeder cattle are off 62.5 cents for 100 pounds at $349.42 1/2. And lean hogs on the day at $104.27 1/2, 15 cents lower for the day. Crude oil, $93.51 in the WTI, up $3.19. The Brent at $106.59, up $4.37. Gasoline on the wholesale price, 9.5 cents higher at $3.05. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is around 9 points higher at 46,722. And the NASDAQ is down 188.5 points at 24,180. Thanks, Kimberly, and back to you.
Thanks so much, Todd. And for more information on the webinar, you can visit willag.org.
Support for ag programming on WILL comes from Pixo, a custom technology firm based in Central Illinois. Pixo builds software solutions for ag tech and manufacturing. More information available at pixotech.com.
Coming up at 9 a.m., 1A starts on AM 580 and Classic Mornings with Vic DiGeronimo on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.